This is Allie-Ann, and I'll be showing you three tricks and two things you can do to rock your day and make it worth it. This is What Can I Do?
This is a trick for if you broke your sandals.
Do you walk around your house to find that your favorite sandals broke? I have a way to help. Get some foam or a nice comfortable fabric and draw the shape of the bottom of your broken sandals on it. Then cut that out. After, use shoelaces or the sandal bridges and put them where the sandal bridges used to be. And there you go. These are comfortable, but make sure you tie the shoelaces in the back of the sandals if you use them, so that way they don't easily come off. Now is a picture board. Another thing that can keep you busy is making a picture board, or a picture wall, what some people say is this. A picture wall, or a picture board, is going to need pictures of you and your family, and a board like cardboard or cork foam board. What you do next is you place your pictures on the board. I suggest your board should be a decent size. If too big, this won't look right. So you placed your pictures on the board and sort them however you want. They don't have to be in rows and columns as long as they fit. When they fit, you can use thumbtacks and adhesive to stick your pictures to the board, and there you go! You have a nice picture board, but decorate the outside. Put some flowers and butterflies if this is board for summer, or if it was the whole year, put a caption and some pictures of what made you proud. Make it just how you like it. And lastly, a bath mat. This craft is beautiful in the end. First, take three towels that are the same size and length. Cut 3 6-inch strands off. Make sure that's by width. 6 inches width. If you want, they can be contrasting or all different colors. But for the best results, use differing colors or colors that are not the same. As long as they are not ripped or the rip is not giant and there are no problems, the towels should work. Now cut them down vertically. Now put them together and sew the top of them together. It should still be vertical though. So you have it vertical and you want to know what to do next? Well, you sew all three towels into separate strands, like you are about to braid, and you need about the same lengths of hair. That means each towel is a part of hair. Now, once it is looking like you're braiding the towels, do it! Braid them until you come up to about the end of it. At the end, use a bit of extra towel and connect it to the bottoms of all three of the towels. Now roll it up. But you might need a table or something for this. Put the long braid on the table. You start from the end. You turn it in whatever direction the rest of the line of the braid is. So the line of the braid is going right, start from the start and turn right. But roll it up not into a ball, but into a cute spiral. Then, as you keep going, it should start to turn to look like a spiral mat. If it doesn't work, make sure you did the steps correctly. If you did them wrong, you might have to redo it. Once you finish spiraling, you sew the used-to-be bottom to a piece to its side, which is like, you know how the bottom is in the middle? Sew that to a side a tiny bit, to the braid at the side, so that it stays tight, and do the same to the ends. And there you go! You have a recreational mat that you can use for baths and just at your front door. These are 2 to 3 things that you can do just to make you feel better some days. On days when you have nothing to do, you can clean your room or to decorate it. On other days, you can just use your house items to your time, like making little movie theaters for you and your family on Fridays, or stay in bed challenges to see who can stay in bed for the longest.
You just make the best of your day.
That's all for today. Thank you, and this is What Can I Do? With Allie Ann.
If you have any cool tips or tricks that you'd like to share, please send me a voice message. I'd love to hear them.